Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'll tell you exactly how stupid she is. If you spend too much time with her, you start getting stupid. Does that make sense? We took a family trip this summer. First morning, we all sit down for breakfast. Isla shows up 5 minutes late, sits at the table, looks at me and goes, "Hey, big boy. What did you think about those dreams last night, huh?" Now we're all looking at each other going, "She thinks we have the same dreams?" But then I'm sitting across from her going, "I had two dreams about this kid last night. What if she cracked the code?" I lean across the table. I go, "Hey, did you have a dream that I was locked in a trunk?" My wife goes, "What the f*** are you doing? We don't have the same dreams." Isla kicks me under the table. She goes, "I'll talk to you after breakfast."
I guess you were talking about your daughter there. I didn't hear that part. I didn't really explain who you were talking about there. You talking about your daughter being dumb, Bert, or what?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday she said to me, we were talking about something, and she tried to use a phrase that I've heard before, but she misused it. She goes, "Well, you know what they say, Dad? You can't get someone pregnant twice." And I was like, "No, you actually can. That's how we have two kids."
By the way,
and she was like, "Well, no." She goes, "No, I meant you can't get someone unpregnant." I was like, "No, you can do that too. You can definitely do that too."
Here's the deal, though, with our kids say stupid stuff. It's they are the product of us. You know that, Bird. You know that. So.
Oh, it's a direct reflection of me. I went and took a pitch meeting for an entire month. I went around Hollywood and pitched a movie and misused the term "salt of the earth." I kept using it as like, "They're the dirtiest people alive. You know, the salt of the earth." And they're like, "I think you're using that wrong."
No, that is stupid.
Yeah,
that's
stupid. Yeah, that is stupid.
That's Florida State stupid right there, man.
You
come
confuse
on.
Confuse salt.
That is Florida State.
Yeah. The word you were looking for, Bert, was scum.
Scum, yeah.
Salt of the earth is good. Scum of the earth is what you were looking for.
So you pitched that movie by using that term wrong? Oh, my God.
For like, not just once, I did it like 12 times, and on the 11th time, someone was like, "Hey man, do you know what salt of the earth means?" I go, "Yeah, like the losers." And they're like, "No." They're like, "Are you aware of the salt trade and how important salt was to this world?" And I was like, "Salt was important?" And they're like, "Wars were started over salt." And I was like, "Are you being serious?"
I never knew the origin. I just knew it was a good term, salt of the earth people. Okay.
Yeah, the commoners.
Yeah, salt of the earth is like the good people. And I was like, you know, you get on the subway and it's a salt of the earth, like just gross.
We talked to your friend Segura earlier this week. His special's out now too. Yours is out, Big Boy. And hey, Big Boy, excuse me. And I know you guys are buddies, but you're also competitors in a way, even although you don't, you're friends and you both do pretty well. And I asked him, since you're both out there, Netflix won't tell you who's downloaded more, right?
No, that is the most closely guarded secret in the country. There's probably a dozen eyes that see. You know, somebody knows who's watching Bert's Netflix special, but Bert's never going to know.
You'll never know, Bert?
Well, as of Monday this week, mine was the most downloaded by far.
Yeah. All right. There you go.
Because his didn't come out till Tuesday.
That's right.
And so...
So you know that.
So I have that
sure.
day on him. I got that day on him. And by Tuesday, mine was more downloaded. I think he's probably surpassed me. You know, look, Tom and I are very competitive in a fun way.
Right.
And we love to break each other's balls.
Mm-hmm.
In all honesty, all either of us want is you guys to watch. Look, he's going to move more tickets anytime he goes anywhere. He's been doing specials for Netflix. This is like his fifth special for Netflix. And so we celebrate each other both equally.
Yeah,
so we just want you guys to enjoy the specials.
Yeah,
his special's awesome. My special's awesome. Look, if you're stuck at home,
it's
a great time to watch a special.
Yeah, this is your fourth one too, isn't it?
This is my fourth. I think this is his fifth for Netflix.
No, his fifth one is coming up. It's a Spanish one. Have you thought of doing that one in a different language, like Russian?
Oh, an unfunny one? No, I'm not going to do an unfunny one. I'm going to do one in a British accent. How do you like that? Yeah. Hello, my name's Bert. I know what you're thinking. Oh, sex ain't name. Doo-doo porn.
Let's not do that. Hey, Bert, we talked to our buddies, some comedian friends of ours in New York. We've talked to listeners in Spain and in London. This is our first view of what's happening in Southern California. What can you tell us what's happening for you right now?
It's hard to see because everyone's just in their house. Right. You follow the rules. It's less than 10 people in any meeting. So you can still do podcasts. I did Rogan the other day.
Okay.
Tom and I did Two Bears, One Cave. You keep social distance while doing the podcast. So you're 6 feet away.
Right.
And you're in good shoes. You're safe. And so, but it's a lot of just hanging out at home. I sat in my front yard, laid in the grass yesterday.
Yeah, shirtless?
Does it feel weird?
No, with a hoodie on. I was freezing.
Oh, okay.
Does it feel weirder? Because, I mean, I realize that we're just coming out of the winter and trying to get some decent weather, but Southern California is always nice, so it's beautiful. So you probably want to be places, right, more than we do? And you can't leave the house?
Now's when I guess it would be nice to be rich and have, like, tennis courts and basketball courts.
Right.
Like, we live in a bucket. We bought a new house, but we're kind of just sitting on it because, you know, you don't know what's going on with the economy. We're going to redo it, but I think in this economy, it's better to be safe than sorry. So we're just kind of like sitting on it. So we go over there every now and then and stare at it. But other than that, we're living in this bucket I live in now, which is tiny.
Yeah, but you got a pool in that house, right?
Yeah. But if you step out our back door, you step into the pool.
I can tell, but your videos, you're right there. I get it. You leave the door, you go right into the pool. I see it. Okay, got it. All right.
Yeah, so.
And then there's no, like, we have two dogs. We have a puppy that is driving us up the wall. A coyote got into our backyard and killed our chicken the other night. It's been chaos around here a little bit.
Well, you're on the road all the time, too. So how is your wife putting up with you being in the house all the time?
Bro, I am home. I am home for 10 weeks. Do you have any idea what that looks like on paper and then what that's like when you're like, we're week two? The other day I said to my daughter, I go, wow, just 31 more days of this. And she went, 31 more days? Dad, I can't do this for 31 days.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I leave. I told my daughters a story the other day, and halfway through, Georgia goes, I think this is a story meant for your friends.
Yeah, I'm a friend. We get to leave and do this every day and social distance at the studio, but I'm afraid of that, too. If I was home, I'd be telling adult stories I shouldn't be telling, probably. You're right.
Oh, it's such a good story, too. And I was like, well, let me just finish it. She goes, Dad, I don't think this is kid appropriate. I was like, no. I go, my buddy Eddie's banging this chick. And we go to her house, and we can't find any pictures of her. And she's like, Dad, I don't want to hear the end of this story. And I'm like, no, it's because she had lap band surgery. She was fat before. Don't you get it?
I want to back up a second, Bert, because I was thinking about raising chickens myself until this blows over. How do you get your dog and the chicken to coexist?
Well, that's the real roll of the dice, is we're wondering if our dog was the one to kill the chicken.
Oh, you're blaming it on the coyote, and you have no proof.
Well, we came out, and the chicken was on the roosting rod, laying an egg, and someone had ripped its head off.
Oh.
And we know that coyotes come in to our backyard all the time. Coyotes, raccoons. And so we wrote it off to that. And then our dog had really bad diarrhea for a day. And we're like, uh-oh. We're like, and it's this new bull mastiff we got, which is a moron. I mean, you can't do anything around this dog.
Was it laying the egg while its head was cut off?
What's that?
Was it laying the egg while the head was off?
Yeah, the egg was underneath.
Oh, man.
Got that gun anyway. You got an egg out of the deal.
Yeah, we got, wow, there's a joke there of what kind of egg that is, but I'm not going there.
All right. So you don't know, you think the dog might have done it. You don't know for sure.
Dude, this dog sucks. I was trying to treat myself the other day, you know, family's away.
Right.
Thought I'd throw something up on the big screen, treat myself.
I know what you mean.
And the dog just sitting right next to me like, are you going to throw that stick or what?
Now this is a puppy?
Yeah, puppy, bull mastiff.
He's playing with himself. Exhausting. Bert's masturbating in front of the dog is what he's trying to tell us right there. And the dog's just looking at you like, what are you going to do with that, right?
Are you going to throw that stick or what? I'm like, easy, Captain.
I'm already throwing this stick.
Yeah.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The special on Netflix is Hey Big Boy, available right now. Our buddy Bert Kreischer with us. And your tour, I saw you put out some stuff yesterday. You did push the tour back until when? When are you hopefully going to get out?
June, end of June. Last week of June is when we start back up.
All right.
And I'm hoping, and look, I have no problem pushing it again.
Right.
I want everyone to be safe. That's number one.
Right.
You know, I canceled my shows in New Orleans. And, I mean, New Orleans was literally livid. Like, and because it hadn't hit New Orleans yet.
Oh, it hadn't hit it
we
yet.
Were there, right. and I'm like, yo, the CDC says we got to mandates, we got to cancel shows.
Right.
New Orleans was outside my tour bus livid. And then you look at yesterday, they have the highest cases in the country. They're expanding by 10. And you're like, imagine if I had just brought 8,000 people together for one night.
Right.
How much worse that would have been.
So it would have been, you're right.
People sending you notes saying you're a pussy and jackass for canceling. And have those people apologize.
Everyone called me a pussy. Everyone called me a pussy for rescheduling shows.
Has anyone now apologized for, especially New Orleans people?
No.
Of course not. Of course not.
No. But you know that. When you reschedule shows and you're aware of what's going on, and you're aware of it because, you know, I had been to New York. We had been traveling so much and reading the news or watching the news that we were like, oh, this is going to happen. And New Orleans is where it's going to pop off worse because everyone's in Bourbon Street.
Sure.
And
that's why.
And so we were like, you know, I'm not socially conscious at all. I'm just a regular person. But I was like, dude, I don't think I could sleep at night knowing I brought 8,000 people together for one night and they all, literally I said, hey guys, what I want you to do is breathe as hard as you can and expel as much energy out of your mouth as possible by laughing. And then spread this. I mean, it would be
right.
So
right,
I mean,
no, you're right, right. Plus, you got more skin showing too, so you could catch that easier. You know?
Oh, by the way, I would have been totally safe. I'm like 30 feet away from the closest person.
I know you are actually right, but you told the people, and they got really that pissed, man. All right.
Yeah, there were people outside my bus really upset, going like, "You're a pussy," and I'm like, "I go, it's not like I don't care, like, If you're talking to Bert Kreischer, I would have just done the show. I don't care.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
I'm like, yeah, guys, I think the majority of people are going to be fine. And then I walked into the theater and I saw the ushers, and there wasn't an usher a day over 60.
Oh.
And I thought, you know what? I did the right thing. Like, God forbid, these people are just at work. They catch it and they have a hard time bouncing back.
No, you did. You totally did the right thing. I'm sure it's not.
So that's my whole thing was like, dude, I'll just follow the rules. My wife is a stickler for it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're inside. Unless we have to get some necessities, we're inside. I can podcast with Tom. We're safe distance away.
Mm-hmm.
I can do a podcast at my house in my man cave.
Right.
We're safe distance away. I did Joe's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And other than that, I'm inside in my treadmill and just hanging out, sitting in the front yard with the dogs.
Are there people in Southern California not paying attention? We still see video of people on beaches.
Yeah, I saw 5 days ago LA Times, and the beaches look pretty crowded. Are they shutting some of them down?
They're shutting some of the beaches down. I saw in this parking lot by our house, I saw a bunch of guys talking really close. And I was like, guys, in my head, I'm like,
yeah.
I know it sounds weird, but like, I see Tom once a week. Tom and I stay like 10 feet away from each other.
Right.
Like, we stay 10 feet away from each other. When we do the podcast, I pull back a little bit, just for distance-wise,
right.
And Tom pulls back. It's just, and these guys were so close. And then at the end, they all started hugging each other, and I was like,
what?
Like, and I was like, what are you guys? I wanted to say something. But, you know, you're not going to convince that guy
that he's doing something wrong.
I
see people too close together, too. I saw some guys playing basketball, and they were posting each other up at this basketball court. Outside this junior high school, and I thought, what is it? What do you do? You want to stop by and say stop it? But nobody's going to listen, you know.
Yeah. And you can't convince someone.
No,
I'll tell you what. There's a study out that says that men that get. I'm sure this is the dark web.
Yeah.
But they're saying that men that contract it are infertile, And let me tell you something. This could change our population with all these moron boys hanging out and posting up at the in the key when they find out, oh, now I can't have kids because I got coronavirus, didn't have any symptoms, but I can't have kids now. Oh. This, I mean, you just don't know what's going on with this thing. So in my head, like I told my daughter yesterday, I go, she goes, I want to hang out with some friends. I go, go on a bike ride. You can go on a bike ride with them.
Right.
Stay 6 feet apart, go on a bike ride.
Right.
Like, I don't want you sitting with them. I don't want you, like, going over to someone's house. Go on a bike ride.
Yeah, we're doing that with kids, too, yeah.
Yeah, so there's, like, there's certain ways around it. And, look, I know there are people listening to me, especially, I'm sure there's portions of your audience that it has not hit yet that are like, Bert, you sound like a lunatic.
Yeah.
Wait till it shows up in your town, and wait till you see how people behave. Exactly. I mean, dude, the grocery stores are, like, barren, just barren.
They're not here. Like, they're not here. Grocery stores are full of people here. It's crazy. Yeah, because
there's no good. They're barren in our place because there's no one. There's nothing in there to buy.
Oh, they're even empty. Jesus, man, that's crazy. That's crazy.
Well, you'll like this.
It's bizarre.
I just got a Facebook note. It says, Louisiana, this is from Justin, Louisiana will forgive Bert once they hear Segura's new Netflix special. So pass that along to him.
Yeah, he doubles down on that, doesn't he?
Bert Kreischer with us.
He's been trashing Louisiana for a long time.
Okay. Hey, big boy, is the Netflix special right now. Bert Kreischer with us in his house in California, telling dirty stories to his daughters. I love that bit.
Yeah.
You are indeed.
Because your wife's heard of all, so she don't want to hear that crap, right? So.
Oh, she, as I started telling the story, she goes, she got laugh band, guys. Dad's going to say fat chick. It's really inappropriate.
How old are your daughters now?
I don't know.
Approximately.
Bert,
13 and 11.
We talked to our buddy Nick, our comedian friend Nick's on the show all the time with us, Nick Allen, but we were talking about this. When's the last time you went 3-4 weeks without doing stand-up?
I've never done it. Right. I've never done it.
Yeah.
I've never done it.
Never.
It's insane. I've never done it since I was 26 years old.
Right. Your whole life.
I've done stand-up at least every week. At least every week. Once a week, I mean, for my entire adult life.
Right.
It's really bizarre because you're writing jokes, and then because you're not getting on stage, sometimes you're forgetting to write them down.
Oh.
And you're like, oh, crap, man, I'm losing material. And then you're like, okay, so now you're like, so I go back on stage. I rescheduled all my shows for, like, starting at end of June. Am I going to talk about this virus? You know, everyone's going to be talking about it.
Right.
I think a lot of people are going to want to be like, all right, do a couple jokes, but, like, let's get back to regular life.
Once we get outside, we'll probably want something different, but you have to obviously acknowledge it. Do you think your first show is going to suck?
No, it's going to be so good.
I'm talking about you not you being out of practice.
No, this is funny. Burr and I had this conversation once. He was going on the road, and he hadn't been on stage in, like, a week. I think they had a baby or two, you know, or something.
Okay, all right.
And he was like, yeah, I got to kick the rust off. And I was like, oh, those are my favorite sets. My favorite sets are kicking the rust off.
Yeah.
Because you know the joke, right?
Right.
You know the bit, but you haven't done it in a while. So in a weird way, you are truly in the moment because you're rediscovering it for yourself.
All right.
I may record my first set and then just post it on YouTube and let it be a new special. Because I have a new hour that it's really good,
right?
And I just got to a place where I was like, you know, now it's like kind of shelved, and it kind of seems weird. Like, I had a joke about, you know, that the meme going around, the black guy sitting on the edge of the couch.
Yes, yes, yes.
I had a great joke about that.
Huge hog hanging there, right? Yeah.
Oh, huge. Tom's wife sent that to Leanne.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the link,
right.
and was like, yo, super scary about the coronavirus. You might want to check this out. Mm-hmm. Leanne didn't even read it. She just texted it to 50 of the moms at Georgia school and then sent it to our daughters. And we flew to Burlington, Vermont. We land, and Leanne's like, oh, my God, I don't think that link was to the virus. And I was like, what? That is how you know who is cool and who is not cool very quick.
Especially
their response to that text. One mom wrote back, I hope that doesn't hit my house.
There had to be somebody.
Are you sure that's the coronavirus? I think I had that in college.
I don't know who that actor or that guy is, but it's huge, right?
And so I got to get that bit out, because you know everyone's going to have a great bit about that guy. That guy's passed. Tom and I did research on him.
Oh, he's gone. Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. His penis
he died of a heart attack in 2016.
His penis is still alive.
So right, big right. Hog in the sky now.
That will live forever.
Bernie,
are
you afraid you're going to lose weight or gain weight sitting around the house for 8 weeks?
Oh, I'm losing weight, brother. Okay, I am losing weight. You ready for this? You ready for my game plan?
Yeah.
I'm going to come out of this, and I'm going to be ripped like Kumail, and it's going to break the internet. Everyone's going to be like, oh, my God. Did you see Bert Kreischer? He is yoked.
If you look like Kumail right now, that would be crazy, man. That would be crazy.
Then I'm lifting weights. I'm running. I feel good. I'm eating right. I'm not drinking. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're right. You're not.
Are you getting a Marvel movie, too?
Yeah.
I'm getting a Marvel movie by ass.
You got to be careful about that, though, because a lot of guys who get in really good shape, sometimes they lose the funny.
He'd have to do the show with his shirt on. He'd still be funny, but you can't be ripped with your shirt off.
No,
you can't.
Then it looks like you're just showing off.
Right, exactly.
Oh, no. I'm ripping my shirt off, ripped, and I'm going to be on stage, and my whole act's going to be about supplements. I'm going to be like, guys, so I like to superset. Do you guys know what supersetting is? And then I'm going to get frustrated with the audience. You guys aren't even listening. I would love to get ripped once, and this is my opportunity. I'm going to get jacked. I mean jacked.
Right.
I'm not going to drink the entire time I'm at home at all.
This is
saving my liver for this tour.
Yeah.
I'm going to not drink the entire time I'm home. I'm going to be healthy. That way, when I go on the road, I can party balls.
Yes.
And I'll be like super huge. If you thought I was... Listen, everyone knows I'm somewhat of a specimen physically, right? I ran the LA Marathon with no training.
Right.
Amazing. I ran a triathlon, no training. Amazing. I did the Tough Mudder. I've done all of a Spartan race. You think I was spectacular before? When do you see me after the virus? I'm going to blow your mind.
Bert Kreischer after the virus. I can't wait. Dana. And if you want to
see after the virus tour.
Hey, Big Boy is on right now. Netflix. Bert Kreischer. Bert, you know we always love you, man. See you soon. Take care of yourself, all right?
I love you guys. Thank you. Stay safe.
You are the salt of the earth, sir.
Salt of the earth. You can't get pregnant twice.
Yes, you can.
Take care, buddy.
I love that you use that term wrong in Hollywood pitch meetings, you know.
And finally, somebody called him on it.
Yeah. I like party balls.
I'm going to party balls. Party balls.
Oh, man. When last fall, when he was doing the tour leading up to this special,
right.
I saw him when he was here in town, and he had been on the road for a while, getting towards the end, and he had been partying balls.
Yeah.
And boo, boy. He was
rough.
Oh, he was looking rough.
All right.
He was looking so rough.